Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. He joins us every Monday in the 12 o'clock hour, and we appreciate saying, Guy, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Guy, let's talk about something first relative to the stock market. There was, you and I have talked about this, there was a lot of angst and anxiety about tariffs and whether or not this was going to be able to be pulled off, whether it was going to contribute to inflation, whether it was going to continue to a reduction in the market performance. And it seems as though on almost every front, and we're not even close to resolving all of the tariff negotiations that need to be done. Yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, they report that the number of stocks in the benchmark S&P 500 that closed above their 50-day moving average has climbed recently to levels last seen before Donald Trump's election. And also, the number of stocks rising versus those that are declining reached a new high on Friday. What do these indicators mean to the layperson as it relates to the economy?
It means there's an awful lot of optimism in investors. The stock market is the sum total of literally millions of decisions. And for the last few years, the S&P has been very concentrated in a small group of tech stocks. And so when NVIDIA and, you know, Facebook, Amazon go up, it really pulled the whole index up. And as you said, the market is getting broader. And the expansion is going to different companies, so it's not just a few at the top, which means the market is more stable. You have a broader base. You have more companies seeing increased stock prices. And what it means is there's a consensus among investors that the future looks pretty good. And I think their apprehension on a number of things has diminished. You know, you can never count the Middle East out for a turmoil and just horrible difficulties, but it looks like the Middle East may be calm for a while. You know, it appears that the threat of an expanded war is over. So that's one big worry off the table. Iran did not choose to close the Straits of Hormuz, and that's another worry off the table. Oil prices are down, which is actually very good for the general economy. Not so good if you're an oil producer, but it reduces inflation, because oil is used in almost everything, transportation, all sorts of manufacturing, plastics. So lower oil prices look good. Stability in the Middle East looks good. Broader income earnings look good. The tariffs, people are beginning to think that it's a negotiating tactic, that the president proposes something extreme and then negotiates back to something rational. And I think, you know, the Canada experience over the weekend is probably a perfect example. You know, an extreme response to Canada's digital tax. And then once that came off the table, okay, fine, we're back to a normal negotiation. So all in all, good news for stock market investors. The market is really priced for no major turmoil. So I think the market is saying they're not expecting what comes next to be a major problem for the stock market.
Are you surprised by the market's reaction to the one big beautiful bill? And it looks like they're, you know, the attempt to pass this over the coming days. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the best thing you can do on one big beautiful bill is wait, because we really don't know what's in it yet. It's still on the bubble. Does it pass or not? What is ultimately in it? I think the market is suspecting that the bill will pass in somewhat like its current form. And most of the bill is about maintaining the current tax structure. So despite the headlines, most of the bill is about stability and just not changing anything. Now, there are changes on the margin, and there are certainly things that have been discussed that would be economically positive, some that would be economically negative. But most of the bill is about just making permanent the tax cuts that were set in place and the current rates that we have right now. So I think there's optimism that that will occur. And as you and I've talked about many times, what business likes is stability. They want to know what the rules are. They want to know that things are set so that they can make plans. And there's growing optimism that maybe the tax structure will be set. You know, July 4th is right around the corner. If that's really the date and it really gets settled by then, I think that would be very positive for the stock market and the economy, because it'll remove the uncertainty of what might come next.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting to see where this is all shaking out, because to most people, it's almost as though there's a lot of uncertainty, right? I think I'm sure you're talking to your clients and others, I don't hear the word, well, we feel certain, you know, we feel good about this and that, we're on a path of certainty. I don't hear that ever.
No, and I think, but we may, you know, in the tax situation, it really is important to know what your tax obligations are, because then you can plan.
Absolutely.
You know, every CFO wants to know. So I think there's, what we're seeing in the markets is a consensus that this bill will pass in some form. If it doesn't pass, that could have serious repercussions, and we just have to wait and see. But it's definitely all hands on deck. They're doing what they call a votorama right now, where everybody in the Senate gets to propose amendments, and then you vote on the amendments. And, you know, the Senate will just stay in session, and they'll just vote. And then the game plan is by the end of the week, they'll vote on the final bill. But then the House has to approve the final bill, so it's got to go back. It's not, they're not voting on, at least at this moment, the exact House bill. So we have to wait and see. But I would say the consensus is that the bill will pass in some form. If it doesn't, that could be a bit of a shock to the market, and we'll just have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah. While we're on the topic of uncertainty, the New York mayor's race certainly has caused a lot of angst and anxiety. And you say that it's actually caused some bank stocks to fall. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, this really was a bit of a shock. You have an interesting situation. This is what's called ranked choice voting, where you vote for your first through you know, fifth, sixth, eighth candidate, and then the ballots are sliced and diced. Whoever gets the lowest votes, their second choice votes are now added to the first. And under this system, it does help people who can build a consensus of being the second choice for everybody. So a very young man, 33 years old, Mamdani, is now the Democratic nominee. Andrew Cuomo conceded the race election night, and he had been leading this race by 20 points. So big, big surprise for him. Mamdani really outworked him, and he mobilized a shocking number of young people to canvass, to get out. And, I mean, it's miserably hot in New York right now. They worked harder. Cuomo was sort of doing the basement strategy of hiding out. Very few public appearances, very few interviews. Mamdani would talk to anybody. And so you had the contrast of a very young man versus somebody with a lot of controversy. Cuomo also had the challenge that when he insisted that COVID patients be sent back to nursing homes, we now know that was a horrible decision with fatal consequences, had a number of credible accusations of sexual harassment. That was a problem. And I think he misjudged the market. When he brought Bill Clinton out to endorse him, it sort of reinforced, you know, here are two old guys running against the young guy. Now, what caused the market to go really a little bit sideways is he had a number of different proposals, and he was very straightforward, and the proposals appealed to his younger audience. Proposal number one, city-run grocery stores. Proposal number two, free transit. Proposal number three, free daycare. Proposal number four, the rent freeze, and the one that he didn't mention too much in the final days of the campaign, globalize the intifada. And then finally, no billionaires. It's not fair to have billionaires. So those resonated with his voters. And I'm going to start one at a time. So let's think about grocery stores. Stores like Walmart, Albertsons, you know, Rouse's have about a 2% net profit. So if you decide you're going to run a grocery store as a city, and you presume that you can run it as efficiently as Rouse's does, as efficiently as Walmart does, you could save 2% on groceries. Now, the question that most people would ask is, what is the likelihood that the city of New York could find locations, get them fully staffed without dealing with a lot of feather bedding and boondoggling, find suppliers and vendors, get groceries efficiently delivered, and do it as well as a Rouse's, you know, a Dornax, a Walmart? So, I don't know. What do you think? City likely to be more efficient?
No, they can't. There's no way. I mean, they don't have the infrastructure to do it. I mean, Walmart has one of the most efficient delivery infrastructures in the world. I mean, it's just, you know. It's a volume business. You're going to have limited locations. There's no way it can happen.
And I think in addition to it not happening, they'll be stuck with several other issues. They'll want to have, higher labor costs. We're going to use unionized labor. They'll have
higher employees. He wants a $30 minimum wage. I mean, that ain't going to happen in a grocery store. Yeah. You can't make it. Yeah. You can't make the numbers work. I mean, it's just like silliness.
So, but anyway, that was one of his campaign platforms. The second, free transit. This is it. You know, it's superficially attractive. And look, I understand it. It'd be sort of nice in New Orleans to step on the streetcar with no fare. But on the other hand, the cities that have tried it have found that it leads to other consequences. And one that I hadn't thought about, but cities like Olympia, Washington, and Portland tried it, is when you have free transit, your buses become mobile homeless shelters. Because when it's cold or hot, homeless get on the bus and don't get off because it's air-conditioned. And it makes sense. If I'm homeless, it's a lot better than being under the expressway. I'm on an air-conditioned bus. It rides around. You sleep, whatever. But it creates you know, safety issues, smell issues, and you think that people will use the transit more. Actually, it turns out people begin to use it less. Now, there are some examples in Europe where, you know, places like Belgrade have done free transit, but they have much more robust enforcement mechanisms to make sure they don't become free homeless shelters. So that was one of his plans. But the challenge with free transit is the transit authority is run by the state of New York, so you have to get their approval.
Right.
Free daycare.
Which also means they're going to look to the federal government for more subsidies, right, in order to cover the operational cost and everything else, because the state budget for the state of New York, as well as the budget for the city of New York, is down and out in Beverly Hills. They're upside down.
Yeah, and I don't believe in gambling, but I would take this bet. Do you think that Donald Trump will increase federal aid to the city of New York in order to make all this work?
Not in your wildest dreams.
I can't imagine it. I mean, you know, he's personally mad at New York because they've sued him and tried to put him in jail. So I can't imagine him wanting to subsidize this. The one that affects banking is the rent freeze. And New York has what are called rent-stabilized apartments. And it used to be, before 2019, if you renovated a rent-stabilized apartment, you could recover the cost of renovations. 2019, and this is interesting because Cuomo was the mayor, the governor at the time approved this. Now, if you renovate an apartment, you can recover your cost, but not including interest, and it occurs over a 10-year period. So you're basically putting money in, you can get the actual cost back over 10 years, but with no interest. And not surprisingly, landlords are not renovating units anymore. You know, it doesn't right. make economic sense. So there are literally thousands of units that need renovation that are not on the market in New York because landlords can't recover their cost. And so you have banks like Flagstar, which have big concentrations of New York apartments. The stock is down. People are nervous. And what's happened is banks like Flagstar have stopped making new loans on rent-stabilized apartments. And the challenge for New York is when those apartments come up for renewal, when the loans mature, there's really nobody looking to make loans in this environment. Now, this was the 2019 bill, which was bad enough. Freezing the rent, which is what Mamdani wants to do, would mean that you're stuck with increasing cost because your insurance is still going up. You would not be able to raise rent. Your maintenance cost, of course, goes up just because of inflation. And suddenly the landlord is in a situation where you've got an investment that's like a popsicle on a hot day. It's just melting away. So that's caused banks with concentrations in rent-stabilized lending to see their values fall. And it is really something that is very concerning because most economists agree that when you increase supply, you have a chance of reducing cost. When you decrease supply and hold units off the market, it's just unlikely that this is going to do anything but make the New York rental situation much worse. So this is something that's very attractive. If you're a renter in New York, you know, my rent keeps going up. I'm tired. I don't like it. Sort of scary, though. And if you don't have new lenders, you don't have new supply, you're in big trouble. The other thing is conversions of office buildings to apartments could make sense in Manhattan if you could get market rent. But there's not a provision to allow you to get market rent at this moment, because when you do a conversion, in order to get the tax incentives, you have to have 25% rent stabilized. So it changes the economics of converting an unused office building into something that's rented. And the last
this
thing
is what you
concerned. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to say this is what you get when you interject into the process of capitalism. and you bring with you the hatred of the entrepreneur, you know, because that's what motivates all of this, is that they believe, there's a belief that these landlords are making so much money that you know, they are not reinvesting, but they're not looking at property taxes, insurance, all of these costs that are out there, that they, again, there's very little margin in the end. And as you suffer the inflationary pressures like everyone else, you have an aged asset to go and keep that thing up and keep it modernized. You're upside down. You can't come out, and interest rates are high. So there's no, you know, it's again, we hate wealth, we hate capitalism. So this is what we're going to do. And it's all going to get better. Really? On whose dime?
Yeah, and I mean, when you look at the New York bill, the 2019 bill did things like, if you do a major improvement, such as a roof, a boiler, et cetera, you can recover it at 2% a year for 30 years. Well, wait a minute. So I'm going to spend $100, and in 30 years, I'm going to get back 60 cents. You know, where can I sign up to do more of this? You're guaranteed to be in the hole when you do major improvements. And, of course, that stops landlords from doing major improvements. And as you say, it's a depreciating asset. And it really is concerning, because this is a problem that was created, you know, by Progressive with bad legislation, and is going to be made worse if he actually puts it into place. And it's going to be hard for him not to try and push it, because this is one of his key planks. I mean, he was very straightforward on what he's running on. And, you know, this is his game plan. The last part is no billionaires. We shouldn't have billionaires. And, you know, that's an interesting theory. Do you want to take away money after people earn it? Taylor Swift's a billionaire. She earned it legitimately. Lots of people like her and go to see her concerts. You know, Michael Jordan achieved that status. He was a phenomenal athlete. You know, whether you like or dislike Jeff Bezos, you can get anything you want delivered to your house. And in some major cities, you get it the same day. That's a whole business that he created. Michael Bloomberg was asked about this, and he said, in New York, the millionaires and billionaires pay almost 50% of all the taxes. If only a few of them decide to leave, the city is going to have a serious revenue problem. And with this in place, the city really would be challenged, because if you have some people that say, look, we don't care. And you know, that's what they're actually saying. We don't care if the billionaires leave. We don't need them here. But without thinking through, well, how do we run the city without the revenue?
So, Guy, I don't understand this obsession and hatred of millionaires and billionaires. I mean, you know, what model out there is there that you don't want to achieve successes individually, collectively, or otherwise? I don't understand.
Well, it gets to the idea of everybody should have equal outcomes, and as opposed to equal opportunity. And the challenge is, there's not a model anywhere that you can look around the globe where it works to get rid of people that are successful. So if you weed out your risk takers, you weed out your entrepreneurs, and look, you can be mad at them all you want, but, you know, Apple created a whole new infrastructure, and the things you can do on a cell phone now, you know, the navigation, the inquiries, all the other things, you know, that's brand new technology. And whether you like or dislike Elon Musk, the fact that he put up a global satellite network that anyone in the world can use and have instant 5G internet access, that's pretty astounding and really beneficial. So the idea that you're mad at these people because they've succeeded is, I'm not sure where the motivation comes from, but a lot of folks feel that way. And as I say, my mommy, young kid, a young man, very personable, He was a rapper, so, you know, he's sort of the right guy for this age group. Ran a very good campaign, very energetic, very appealing. And if you're sort of marginally attached to the economy, the idea of cheap groceries, free bus fare, rent freeze, it's an attractive thing. And if you haven't studied economics, you may think that it can all happen and the billionaires will pay it. One of the challenges is these taxes on billionaires, the increase in the state income tax,
Guy,
corporate tax.
Let's stop right there because I got to get to a break because that's a good place to start when we return. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll be right back.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Guy, you were getting ready to talk about the taxation on, I think, both millionaires and billionaires by the mayoral candidate.
And I think the thing that people need to appreciate, particularly in New York, which is the most skewed, the top 1%. Now, to be in the top 1% in New York, you have to earn $1 million a year. The number of millionaires peaked 4 years ago and has begun to has been declining year by year in New York as they move other places. But that top 1% pays 41% of all the city taxes. The top 25% of earners in New York pay 89% of the city taxes. And the bottom half pay less than 1% of the city income taxes. So big, big discrepancy in what's paid. And if I were in New York and in the bottom half. I would definitely not want all the billionaires to leave, because if they do, I'm going to have to pick up the difference. And going from, you know, less than 1% to covering the whole bill is going to be a monumental shock. So it's really something that just does not come across clearly, and it's hard to work up sympathy for people that make more than $1 million a year. But if they're paying all the bills, you ought to be somewhat nice to them. And when someone who leans life like Michael Bloomberg says, look, we need to be careful because we are losing the people who pay our bills. And Kathy Hochul, the governor of New York, who by an odd quirk of timing has to run for re-election a year after the mayor's race, has already said, I'm not raising income taxes. Just not doing it. I don't want to send any more of my friends to Miami.
You know, it's interesting. I got this text here, and it's a mindset that I just don't really can't get my head around. The hatred for billionaires isn't that they're successful. It's that they hoard their money while millions starve and are destroyed by things like medical debt in the richest nation in the history. I can't connect these dots. I mean,
yeah, they're conflating, you know, several different issues. One, billionaires actually don't hoard their money. Yeah, they're pretty splashy about spending it. If you're just curious about that, look at the Jeff Bezos wedding spending. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a lot of money, but boy, he spent a lot on his wedding. I don't think anyone could get to that level of wedding spending. So they spend a lot of money. They hire a lot of people. They don't sit on their wealth. But the fact that somebody like Jeff Bezos creates Amazon did not make the U.S. healthcare system inefficient. You know, we have progressively through the years with laws and with bad laws made our healthcare less efficient than the rest of the world. We certainly can do better. And I do believe people are entitled to fair and reasonable health care, but the fact that, you know, Elon Musk invented Starlink doesn't make the health care system worse or better. In fact, Mark Cuban, who is a billionaire, has created a pharmacy system called Cost Plus that, if he makes it work, I think will significantly reduce health care. Because what he's saying is, look, I'm cutting out the middlemen, the pharmacy benefit managers. We're just going to have drugs at a certain cost, a transparent margin, and so we've got the Mark Cuban Cost Plus plan. So a lot of these guys are working diligently to actually make things better. And it's important to remember, you don't become a billionaire because you're greedy or you just want to. You have to do something that average Americans voluntarily are willing to pay for. And iPhone's a great example. We all voluntarily buy iPhones because it's a great product. And some people like Android, and I'm in that Android group, but we buy Samsung products because it's a great product. So I have a hard time understanding the madness of billionaires. I understand people saying, I wish I had more money, and I wish the healthcare system were better, but the two don't actually go together. And in New York, if you lose the billionaires, you're going to lose your tax base.
Well, it's the same thing with minimum wage. I mean, my own personal belief is that I think minimum wage is too low. But it's all about your productive value, right? I mean, you control that. No one else.
Well,
you control what your productive value is. And you decide whether or not you are going to do things in your life to increase your productive value. And I don't get what folks are talking about. If I choose to be a minimum wage employee, that's on me. I mean, I don't know where, you know, I had a dad who worked two jobs. I had a mom who worked throughout my childhood. You know, I had no silver spoon. What I did have is I watched a work ethic, you know, every day in living color. You know, it's just they were not happy with their financial situation, so they went about doing something. Were they ever wealthy? No, not by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that. We had a discussion this weekend about people's first jobs, and the group I was with all had parents that believe you should start work early, and mine certainly did. I had two first jobs that definitely pushed me toward white collar. One was a janitor at a nursing home. Another was plumber's helper. And another friend worked at a car wash. Another did installed speakers in cars. But, you know, this getting to work matters. We've talked about the minimum wage before. Very few people make the federal minimum wage, almost no one. The challenge with increasing the minimum wage is, in the long run, no company will pay more for a worker than they can generate in productivity. So your least skilled will at some point be locked out of the market. The people that, you know, for whatever reason, they might have some cognitive problems, but they just can't do much work. And those people who are most vulnerable are the ones that lose out when you raise the minimum wage. It does seem attractive. Look, let's just make everybody get paid more. But over time, companies will not pay you. And that's why when you go to a fast food place, they now have an electronic board where you want to order. You know, you're getting rid of cashiers, and robotics is stepping in. I'm very apprehensive about the danger, particularly to the most vulnerable individuals, people either starting a career or with some sort of disability. If you raise the minimum wage too much, they just will not be able to work at all.
Got another text here, and it's interesting, same thing. People shouldn't have to work two jobs. Says who? Yeah. I mean, there are no guarantees in life. Most of my adult career, I've worked two jobs, almost without exception.
Yeah, and that is increasingly common. You know, we do loans, as you know, for all types of purposes, and we see Schedule C income from many of our customers doing what's called gig work, either Uber or someone else. And I agree, it's certainly better if you can find one job and, you know, one career where you can support yourself. And I strongly encourage people, you know, show up every day with a good attitude, find something you're good at, and make that work. But if you say no one should have to work two jobs, you know, when you're starting out, you may want to work two jobs just to get ahead. So
sure.
It's a nice sentiment, and I agree with it, but you have to be careful where you take that from a policy standpoint, because you can actually end up hurting the people you intend to help.
Work two jobs and didn't end up with a lot of education debt. I mean, I paid for my advanced education, you know, undergrad and law school.
We have a young lady at work who worked three jobs, lived in a terrible part of town because she wanted to pay off her student loans. First person in her family to go to college. She paid them off, and now working full-time, and now she's working one job. You know, there's an interesting movie out called Nonas. It's about the Italian grandmothers that cooking.
I saw that movie. It's a great movie. Great movie.
Yeah. Did you notice that the guy was working at the Transit Authority and building his restaurant? He had two jobs.
Sure. He had two jobs. Absolutely.
He had a dream.
No doubt about it.
He was able to turn that second job into his first job.
And it's based on a true story, that movie.
Yeah.
It was a great movie. All right, we got to get to a break. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We'll be right back.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank and Trust, and he would be one of the first to know about this. There's a Romanian crime ring active in ATM skimming in Louisiana. Is that what's going
on? No, you know, you watch these movies about international crime and you see Tom Cruise going around the globe and you think, okay, that's interesting and fun. But there is literally a Romanian crime ring. They have a headquarters in Los Angeles, and three Romanians have been caught creating ATM fraud right here in Louisiana. So international criminals in Louisiana, who knew? And what and they do is they stick – Go ahead.
No, that's what I was going to ask.
What they do is they stick a device on top of an ATM. And it's where your card goes in. And so when your card goes in, the device is capturing your PIN number and your ATM number. And then the Romanian gang leaders, and this is a sophisticated gang, they create new fake credit cards using that your account number, your PIN number, which you've just entered. And once they have these cards, they'll spread out to banks and credit unions in the area and take out typically under $1,000. They want to stay within the limits, and they'll drain the accounts as quickly as they can. It just depends on how much money you have in your account. But these guys have been doing this primarily in Baton Rouge, and people need to watch out for if there's some device that on the skimmer when you put your card in, it's a good idea just to reach and see. Is there something loose, something you can pull off? Because this gang has succeeded in doing this literally hundreds of times. The Secret Service stepped in to investigate, arrested three of them. And this is something I do disagree with. And I've got a good friend in the Secret Service. I'm going to talk to him when I see him at church Sunday. They deported them to Romania. Well, to me, that's a mistake, because now if you're an international criminal, okay, if you get caught, it's just a free plane ticket home. So it doesn't seem like that's the appropriate consequence. I understand the idea of deporting criminals, but I would deport them after they've served their time. Because what these people are learning is this is sort of a risk-free crime. And the Romanian syndicate can find an infinite number, not infinite, a very large number of people who want to be criminals. So, look, don't worry about it. If you get arrested, you're just going to get sent back home. So enjoy your time in the U.S., make some money. And if you get caught, no worries. You get sent back to Romania.
Yeah, that's. I agree with you. That's not the best course of action by any stretch of the imagination. Let's talk about stablecoin real quick, Guy. I'm not familiar with it. What is stablecoin, and why is it that everyone wants to issue stablecoin?
Yeah, stablecoin is an unusual thing. And if you're an issuer, it's the greatest thing in the world. It's a type of cryptocurrency that is guaranteed to stay at $1 in value. And so what happens, let's imagine that people deposit their stablecoin and you've created a stablecoin at your bank. So now we have a stablecoin and people deposit $100 million. The bank that is issuing the stablecoin, if it's a bank, buys U.S. Treasuries, you know, 30 days and less, so that they can always be redeemed. And the person that has the stablecoin now has something in their crypto wallet that they can use to buy stuff. Well, what they're losing is the ability to earn interest, because whoever issues the stablecoin has bought the treasuries. They're earning the interest, and the buyer is not. You know, whoever owns the stablecoin is a non-interest-bearing investment. So it's almost like just carrying a lot of dollar bills in your pocket, getting a lot of $100 bills and carrying them around. And if you want to do that, that's great, but you're giving up the opportunity to make interest income. And if you're the issuer, it's a sweet deal because you literally have zero risk. All you're saying is, look, if you want your money back, I'll give it back to you.
So what's the incentive? I mean, is it reporting stuff?
What people like about it is you can transact business 24 hours a day. So if 2 or 3 in the morning, you want to send money. Let's say you want to send money to Romania to help send some more guys over here. You can do it. If the stablecoin is issued by a bank, they have know your customer rules. But if it's issued by a crypto exchange, there are no know-your-customer rules. So it's a way to be anonymous and to transact money anonymously, which worries right. me because that seems like an invitation to either tax evasion or criminality. So those are the attractions. You don't have to reveal who you are. You can be a criminal. The legitimate attraction is you can do business 24 hours a day. So at 2 or 3 in the morning, if you want to send money to any country you want, you know, it could be the Democratic Republic of Congo, could be New Zealand, you can do it using this stable coin.
Yep. Interesting. As always, thank you so much, Guy Williams, for joining us today. Always appreciate your time, your insight, and have a great week.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. Check in with Scoot when we return. Scoot joins us. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, we've got rain in downtown New Orleans, some big showers around the entire area, so be careful if you're in those. And apparently we're going to have that for a while. And then there's this little thing that might go into the Gulf. I don't think they're expecting too much about that. We'll talk about the Idaho shooter who apparently is dead. Who is he? I don't think we know a lot yet, but we'll know more about that soon. Also, there's so much going on in the news that it's kind of hard to keep track of everything. But as this ship is rocking back and forth, we'll do the best we can to try to steady it a little bit. Also, the jury could get the Sean Diddy Combs trial at any time. And how do you feel about the verdict so far if you were on that jury? We'll talk about that.
Scoot's headed your way, folks. Stay tuned. Hope you enjoyed today's show. It is raining in Metairie as well, so be careful. We'll see you again in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.